Saga Egmont presents Three Sides to Every Story by Kendra Smith. Read by Sophie Roberts. To the Royal Surrey County Hospital Guildford and its staff, especially to the A&E team and the brilliant nurses on the Frensham ward. See, I did write that book. Thank you. It's no use going back to yesterday, because I was a different person then. Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. 1. Charlie.
Madam.
Nobody calls me madam. My heart is hammering in my chest, as if a small marsupial is trying to escape. A stranger's hand grabs my shoulder as sweat builds in my armpits. I freeze.
Could you tell me what you've just been doing, please?
A greasy little man, dressed in a crumpled suit and burgundy red tie, is holding onto my elbow and staring expectantly at me.
Get off!
I shrug his hand away. Who are you?
The in-store detective.
You don't look like a detective.
That's the whole point, madam. Please come with me.
I follow him into a room. My cheeks are on fire as I trip over the waste paper bin. Bugger! A woman in a blue coat looks up at me and smiles as I sit down. It's a stuffy little room at the back of the shop. Piles of A4 paper are on the desk next to an open stapler. Two coffee cups, one marked with lipstick, sit next to each other with dark stains down the sides. The windows are blacked out so you can't see into the shop. The woman next to me looks posh. She's in a lovely peacock blue coat. Maybe she's a shoplifting liaison officer. I should have been more careful.
Ladies, please can you fill these in?
Greasy bloke is handing us each a form.
Please note down any previous offences.
As I grab the pen from him, he smiles. Saliva glistens on his upper lip.
I haven't got any previous offences.
Blue coat looks out of her depth and is rummaging in her handbag for a pen.
Just fill it in the best you can, he sniffs.
Have you been done for, shoplifting too? I whisper to her. She stares at me, then frowns.
Well, yes, actually. Saying that out loud sounds terrible.
She's twisting her watch strap around and looks up at me. Nice watch.
I only did it for a dare, if I'm honest.
She smiles.
Who dared you?
She shifts uncomfortably in her plastic seat.
Well, I saw a blog post. I know it sounds rather daft, but I challenged myself.
She laughs and curls a strand of hair around her finger.
I've been looking at this website, Things to Do Before You're 50, and this woman had written a post about shoplifting, about the excitement, you see, so I clicked on the link and, well, I thought I'd try it. Bloody hopeless. Didn't think I'd get caught.
I can't help but let out a snort of laughter.
That's hilarious, I say. Hope the thrill was worth it. Not really.
She blows her nose on a tissue she fishes out from her sleeve.
Right, says the detective. I will check these and be back. Please wait here. I'm Dawn, by the way. Haven't I seen you before?
She squints, tilts her head to one side and holds out her hand for me to shake.
Charlie.
I take her hand. How formal. I shrug. Nope, don't think so. But she does look slightly familiar. She's wearing a green blouse with white butterflies on it. Are those cat hairs? Her blonde curls are neatly clipped back with a beaded hair slide. She's got a round and cheery face with a broad mouth, lips covered in lip gloss, and kind light blue eyes the colour of a swimming pool. Her nose and cheeks are red, though, and there's a crimson mark on her neck where she's been scratching. Her hands sparkle with a tiny diamond ring and a small string of luminous pearls lace around her neck.
Yes, I've got it.
Her eyes light up.
Do you work at the gym? Rosemount Gym?
I have seen her before.
Yep.